There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's never a bad time to talk football in this town. I don't know that I'm entirely happy with the name of this segment, even though it was the name that I put forth. It's called The Football Fix. Don't the PM guys do a football fix? Is that what they call it?
Yeah, they call it something like that. They have a lot of names for different things.
Well, something like that is very different than exactly that. What do they call it?
Do you want to do Pomp and Joe professors like they do PM team professors and grade the Steelers and grade the Pirates and grade the Penguins on things?
No. I'd rather do something that has a different name, but that I can't remember what we used to do with Folsy at the commands. It was a football fix every day, but it wasn't, not the Wheel of Ball.
Not the Wheel of Ball?
Although I'd love to do a Wheel of Ball. But now that the Steelers are done and there's only three more little tiny football games left, isn't that sad until next year?
Don't worry, Joe. We have the USFL or the XFL or what do they call it now? The UFL, the combined USFL and XFL.
Did they combine them?
Yeah, they did.
Well, we're going to talk football every day of the year via this new segment. Perhaps the Limited Express? Could we call it that?
Ooh.
The Limited Express?
The Limitless Express.
The Limitless Express.
How about that?
But there's no football in the name. Does that bother you or no?
No, I think it's kind of cool, but it also has Limitless in it.
The Limitless Express.
The Limitless Wonder Express.
That's too long.
And then you lose Limitless Express.
Yes, you lose the rhythm of it when you add in the word wonder. Okay, then let's call it the Limited Express. Maybe by tomorrow you could whip up an opening for it. Something funny. Yeah. Maybe you could get Ron's voice in there. Maybe you could get every voice there's been on this show. Him too. Yeah. Okay. Yep. That's it, man.
just put all the drops in there.
Put some sort of music behind it. Put our best drops in there. And the fake brands. And go with it. The Limitless Express. Yes. How could anybody say no to that?
All right, we're off and running on the Limitless Express. Here we go.
All right.
Pro Football Talk. What's next for the Las Vegas Raiders? Mm. After, and we'll get into this, the Chicago Bears find themselves a head coach. We'll get to that in a moment. But one name that was thrown out there by Mike Florio, Pete Carroll. Don't overlook the possibility of Pete Carroll joining the Raiders potentially as their head coach, with the reminder that Tom Brady is the minority owner of the Raiders. But I feel like Brady's influence is so much more than just being a minority owner and owning, I think it's like 5% of the team. It seems like he has significant influence. Would you be interested in seeing Pete Carroll return to the NFL?
I mean, it's not like Pete Carroll is 97. He's 73. Granted, that's getting up there, but Pete Carroll? I mean, he always struck me as a guy that was 20 years younger than whatever his chronological age was. His enthusiasm, his boyish enthusiasm for the job, I think he would attract some pretty good assistant coaches. I'm not one to write off somebody just because of age. And to be honest with you, Pete Carroll has an extremely similar resume to one Mike Tomlin. All those years in Seattle, he went to a couple Super Bowls and won one of them. That sounds familiar. He should have won two of them. His career winning percentage is right around 60%. He had years of, you know, all kinds of double-digit win seasons. And he was even 9-8 the last 2 years of his career. We put up statues for going 9-8 around here. Oh, my God, what a great job the coach did. Their over-under at the beginning of the year was only 7.5 or 8.5 wins. He exceeded that again. What a miracle worker. Well, Pete Carroll wins all the time, too. He had one losing season since 2012 in Seattle. One. So if that's your criteria, and it sure does seem to be for a lot of people with this coach, then what's so bad about that? In his playoff career, he's 11-11, 10-9 in Seattle. Yeah, I here's the thing. I wouldn't just write off Pete Carroll as a ridiculous idea.
No, I am someone who, maybe it's because we've seen it with the Steelers for so long, thinks that you should tend to go with offensive innovation when you're a younger team, do not have an established quarterback, because the Raiders are going to draft one, whether it's Shedeur Sanders, Cam Ward, or find a guy in the 26th draft. They're going to draft one. But Pete Carroll's the type of culture shift maker, the type of culture changer for an organization that I think that the Raiders could benefit from, that they thought they had from Antonio Pierce and everything he did as the interim head coach with Josh McDaniels out the door. Pete Carroll makes way too much sense for a Raiders team that is just so dysfunctional and disorganized. He made USC into a powerhouse and really stabilized them. Did the same thing with Seattle, an organization that, I mean, yes, had the Mike Holmgren era and going to the Super Bowl, but took them to the greatest heights that they've ever seen. He could significantly help the Raiders. How about what Marlon Humphrey said, the cornerback for the Ravens? We know that he was talking about, well, knowing maybe what's going on with the Steelers, and he won't comment on what's going on inside their locker room.
Yeah.
He said to The Athletic, this team is done.
Which team?
The Ravens. When I look at it, some guys will be here, some guys won't. Who knows what? I know I have no more years guaranteed on this existing contract, so it's whatever message you have. You could be on this team, you could be on another team. Some guys will say, some guys will stay, some guys will leave, and I fall into the same bucket. So the message is, we lost, get over it, and we'll see where the offseason goes.
Man, I heard Brady talking about that same sort of theme. I think what Marlon Humphrey meant is this team, as currently constituted, is done. And Brady talked about that on one of the playoff broadcasts the other day. Like, in the NFL, it's a one-year business, and after that 1 year, everything can change. You think you're an up-and-coming team with a bunch of young, I'm not saying this is the Ravens, but for anybody, you think this is an up-and-coming team, we're going to go on a long, no. The NFL changes too fast, you know? Look at RG3. Remember that Washington team he was on? It looked like he would be there for a decade, and they would be really good and always have a chance to win, and then he shredded his knee. It's a one-year-at-a-time league, and every year is its own lifetime. I think that's what Humphrey meant. Like, this is done. We'll see about next year, but this is done.
I don't think he meant like the entire window of the Ravens
right.
is done, but as it's currently constructed, will they try to run Mark Andrews out of town after what happened?
No.
They have offensive linemen. They're starting to get older, and they got to pay Kyle Hamilton. There's going to be a lot of decisions on that defense as well. They paid Roquan Smith. What are they going to do at corner outside of Humphrey? He might not even be back.
Well, they drafted Wiggins, so I thought had a pretty good rookie year.
Yeah.
They're good,
man. They
moved
Humphrey to the slot.
They're good. As I said yesterday, the difference between them and other teams and the Steelers, yeah, there's going to be 31 teams that are disappointed, but the Ravens are winning some playoff games these days. Their window is wide open. They've got a superstar quarterback. And I wouldn't be surprised if at the end of this year, they're one of two or three favorites to win the Super Bowl next year.
Oh, boy, Joe. We interrupt this football breakdown with some breaking news. The Paul Skeens one-of-one rookie debut patch autograph card has been found.
Oh, where?
By an 11-year-old collector from Los Angeles.
Wow.
Topps just announced it, that it's just been found. How about that?
tell me more. Read me the story or the tweet.
So Topps literally tweeted that out. Breaking as of 12:30, the Paul Skeens 1-of-1 patch has been pulled by an 11-year-old collector in L.A. And then obviously the Pirates were offering the season tickets for 30 years, a softball game at PNC Park.
That's what Topps is reporting?
No. Well, that's what the Pirates offer was.
Okay, yeah.
But an 11-year-old has pulled the card. What is this kid going to offer either the Pirates or what's he going to do with this card?
How much did the general tell us it was worth? Do you remember? Can you text him?
Yeah.
When we go to break here?
It was thousands and thousands of dollars.
No, I thought it was over $1 million by the time that it matures. You don't have to text him right this second, although it would be nice for this segment. Can you imagine that moment in that kid's house? Assuming he was in his house when he opened it?
On like Christmas morning or something?
It's Willy Wonka. He got the golden ticket.
But if it was like Christmas or how's it pulled right now on January 20th or whatever, 21st, maybe it was just reported to Topps that he found it. I wonder when it was actually pulled and if, like, let's say it was a Christmas gift or they pulled it around New Year's and everything.
Did they give his name or they don't want to give his name, I guess?
I don't think you can give an 11-year-old's name.
I mean, you could. I was just curious. Has been pulled by an 11-year-old collector, the rookie debut patch card.
Can you be an 11-year-old and be a collector of baseball cards? I guess, yeah, but can you be dubbed an official collector?
Sure. The Pirates are offering, let's go back to the Pirates offer, season tickets behind home plate for 30 years, softball game for 30 people at PNC Park. I don't remember seeing that one. That's a nice little thing. You could make that a wiffle
ball.
We'd
have ball and wiffle ball championship there at PNC Park.
Two Paul Skeens autographed jerseys and a meet and greet with Skeens.
Plus, you get to
meet what they're offering.
Livy Dunn and sit in her suite. Could you imagine the 11-year-old kid sitting in the suite with Livy Dunn watching a baseball game?
What if you took that and then ordered them to sign a free agent as the last part of that deal? You say you need to sign somebody.
You need to sign Pete Alonso. That is the requirement.
It's a nice offer, but I'm going for the cash. I'm going for all cash. What does the general tell you? Did he get back to you yet?
Not yet, no. I texted him 30 seconds ago. And maybe he'll text me back and say, limits, limits, limits.
Yeah, that's what I always do, I know.
Yeah.
Finally, this thing's opened. I wish I had gotten that.
Bob thought it was fake.
Wait. Somebody has a... Is this real? Go to ABC News. Boy's reaction to rare 1-of-1 Paul Skeens baseball card goes viral. No, this is wrong. This is not right.
What?
This is a bogus story. Why is this out here?
Topps is the one that put it out there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This was a bogus story. This had a 6-year-old getting it. Are we sure this story's real?
Yes, the maker of the card put it out there that it was found.
All right. Unbelievable. I'd go for all the... hold on a second here, limits. Did TAE get fooled on this?
No, so there are multiple 1-of-1.
Texas kindergartner goes viral for finding Paul Skeens card. So, Pirates and Skeens respond back on January 10th.
There are multiple 1-of-1 cards for Paul Skeens, but it's this autographed debut patch. It's the patch that he had on his jersey the day that he debuted, and he autographed the card. That's what the Pacific 1-of-1 is. Like, there are multiple 1-of-1 cards, but this is like the model standard of 1-of-1s that everybody was chasing.
I'm sorry for muddling the proceedings there.
No, that's okay. I'm glad I could clarify.
I was very confused.
So people are tweeting at us now that it's been found.
That is awesome.
Thank you kindly.
Well, let's get that info from the general, and we have a treat coming up next. We'll keep you updated on that.
And if we don't hear from him today, we'll talk to him tomorrow.
And I'm very sorry. We don't have to talk to him. I just want, we'll definitely talk to him tomorrow. Yeah. I'm sorry for interrupting our first edition of the Limitless Express.
That's okay.
Actually, you interrupted it, but it was worth it.
It was.